providers like AT&T and Verizon to offer the call blocking service as a default.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Indeed it does. Welcome back to the program. I saw my friend Chris Knoffs. We worked together at the state. I got a job with the state as a temporary claims clerk back in the, I guess, late 70s, maybe early 80s. In that job, you could work 832, I think, hours, and you had to be laid off for 30 days. But they put Chris and I in a huge chieftain, Winnebago chieftain, the biggest one they made back then. The state of Florida gave them to our state of Alabama. Nothing in them worked, despite taking them to some fly-by-night place over in the downtown Montgomery somewhere to have everything fixed. Nothing worked. The generator didn't work. The water pump didn't work. Nothing worked on that damn thing. We drove all over the state with a microfilm camera in there, and we'd go to every unemployment office and microfilm their old claims. So he put a couple of pictures of him sitting on the roof of the Winnebago in a chair looking at a magazine. Anyway, it's out there on Clearing the Air. I've talked about Stuart Best quite a bit. He's like a prophet. He's been out there on the Christian alternative right, I guess. I hate to use the word conspiracy theorist, whatever you want to call them. But here's his latest. Rebellion in D.C., Dark Days Ahead, The Event, and Obama in the Wings. The Washington two-party snake is now showing its true colors. Most people, it seems, do not really believe that we live in a frequency matrix, that humanity is in total lockdown, and this matrix has an overlord, and under that overlord are his controllers. Believe it or not, the overlord also has an overlord that we call the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is his name, and every knee shall eventually bow to him and acknowledge his kingship. But for now, rebellion is in the air as Psalm 2 plays out before our very eyes, exactly as written 2,500 years ago. What we are watching is the implosion of America, her very last days before she's taken out. Confusion and rebellion in Washington, the communists are now hell-bent to bring us down, no pun intended, and apparent insanity reigns, even as threats of a nuclear event are growing stronger. The Christian church grows ever more apostate, ever learning but unable to come to a knowledge of the truth. And so it goes, and so it goes. I couldn't agree more, Stuart. The church is gone for the most part. And it's sad, but that's just the way it is. I saw a story today where yet another homicide detective in New York City has found dead. They found this guy late this afternoon with a single gunshot wound to the head. They said an apparent suicide. Joe Calabrese, 58, my age, was found near some bushes on Plum Beach in Brooklyn Thursday afternoon, dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. And everybody who knew him said there's no way he would do this. They don't understand what's happened. I don't know what's going on. Are these the guys who saw what was in the Wiener laptop? Now, the day before... Stephen Silks, the NYPD deputy chief of Queens North, shot himself in the head yesterday while sitting in an unmarked patrol car. He was 62 years old. He's weeks away from his scheduled mandatory retirement. I guess I'm going to have to do some digging into these guys and see if they were some of the ones who got a chance to see what was on Wiener's laptop. I got a funny feeling they were. If that's the case, everyone who looked at what was on that laptop had better be looking over their shoulder everywhere they go. Because in case you don't know, there was a lot of pedophilia involving Hillary Clinton and among other Democrats. It's all on that laptop. And from what I understand, hardened detectives were in tears when they saw what was done to children on that laptop. We'll see. I just got a feeling this has got something to do with it. You know, they're fussing at Trump for him throwing Mexico under the bus and making them help us with this thing. But what do they expect Trump to do? They're blocking him everywhere he goes, so he thinks out of the box. Now he's going to kind of do the same thing to Mexico, and they're trying to block that. Good, bad, or ugly, he can't win. You know, he's been playing defense since he got in there. It's crazy, but it is what it is, you know. The deep state, hard at work to make sure that Babylon, that's America, goes down, period. In biblical times, the watchman was the one who guards against possible harm to the people or property, often during the night, and the one who would sound an alarm in face of threat and danger. Watchmen were often stationed on the city walls and towers to observe those approaching before they got too close. A watchman in the military is usually called a guard or a sentry. Figuratively, prophets served as watchmen in the nation of Israel, warning of impending destruction. Being a watchman carried tremendous responsibility. As stated in Ezekiel 33, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, if I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them, and make him their watchman, and if he sees the sword coming upon the land and blows the trumpet and warns the people, then if anyone who hears the sound of the trumpet does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, the blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself. But if he had taken warning, he would have saved his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, so that the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any of them, that person is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. There are some who send out negative warnings and are accused of being negative Nellies or Debbie Downers. They are said to be glass half-empty types, while their accuser smugly refers to themselves as glass half-full people. Well, let me point out the dangers of the glass half-full camp, if I may. Visualize the watchman on the wall who has called down to the captain of the guard that he has spotted what looks like an invading horde off in the distance heading for that town. Here we go with a half-empty glass. The captain of the guard asks, "How can you be so sure? Perhaps they are traitors to our markets and are bringing gifts." There's your glass half full. Then the watchman yells down, "They're speeding up and I see the tips of their spears." Glass half empty. The captain of the guard says, "Well, how do we know they're stopping here or what their intent is?" The glass is half full. The watchman yells back, "They're now heading directly towards our gate with their swords drawn." Glass is half empty again. The captain of the guard yells back, "You know, I'm getting tired of your negativity. It's as if you enjoy bringing bad news all the time." Half full. Well, as you can imagine, the outcome here, the invading horde has breached the gate. They're inside the wall now and creating massive chaos and carnage, the result of unheeded warnings from the watchman on the wall. As a full-fledged member of the glass half-empty camp, let me share a few things I've noticed that were once on the horizon, came to our doorstep, then plowed right through the front gate of our American society. It's now a proven fact that our once revered Federal Bureau of Investigation is corrupt at the upper levels. One political party is bent on total destruction of our current president, while the other party is a bunch of do-nothings. The CIA is nothing more than a corrupted criminal syndicate. We now know the powers that shouldn't be are what is known as the deep state or shadow government. The DOJ should be renamed the Department of Injustice. The IRS has been weaponized against those who speak out. Our entire economy is based on debt alone. That's true. Our tax dollars fund the killing of millions of unborn babies. Homosexuality is just a natural and normal choice. Divorce is considered normal. Teen pregnancy is no longer a bad thing. Transgender drag queens are teaching our preschool children that it's okay to be gay. Our K-12 school children are not taught true history, basic economics, or government civics. And instead of chess clubs, they are now gay clubs. Colleges are expensive indoctrination centers for leftist ideology, feminism ideology, and anti-Americana. Morality is mocked. Pornography is epidemic. Christianity is demonized, while Satanism is accepted. Falsehood is rewarded while truth is censored. Weak-minded are celebrated while critical thinkers are demonized and censored. Tragically, this list could go on and on and on, and like the boiling frog in the kettle, they've been slowly increasing the heat over decades, and we're just about cooked. One thing about this boiling frog scenario, wouldn't you think that somewhere in this cooking process, the poor thing would realize that it's in serious trouble right about the time the bubbling begins? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling bubbles, aren't you? And for those watchmen on the wall who've been sounding the trumpet that danger's looming, the blood of the nation shall not be on their hands. And to the glass half full crowd, I suggest you take the final gulp of the Kool-Aid and empty the damn glass. Bottoms up. Gotta hit a break.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. Did you know, and this is according to the TSA, illegal immigrants are allowed to fly without any photo ID. Hey, let me or you try to get on an airplane without a photo ID. See how far you get. Unbelievable. More news. Trump says he's seriously considering banning gun suppressors. Good Lord. Yeah. Unbelievable. Let's do some little bit of knowledge here, because I didn't know this until I happened to bump into it today. Let me see if I can find it. I had it up. The wisdom segment. Here we go. Human taste buds change every 10 days, and the old taste buds are replaced with new ones. But this does not change the way you taste things, even if your sense of taste is still constantly changing over time. Isn't that amazing? Around 3% of humans are born with phonage nausea. Never heard of that. This is a condition where you find it difficult to recognize different voices, no matter how familiar you are with the person. It can also lead to a loss of memory. Oh, boy. Where do you think your heart's located? It's not on the left side of your chest, like we've always been taught. Contrary to popular belief, the heart is found between the right and left lungs. You see, the heart slightly tilts to the left, which creates the illusion that it's found on the left side of the chest, but it's not. Even though a lot of people think shaving regularly makes the hair grow back faster, there's no scientific evidence of this. Now, this one blew me away. The little finger is the smallest on your hand, obviously. That's why it's called a little finger, right? Without this little finger, there would be a reduction in your hand strength, because this little finger is responsible for 50% of your hand strength. How about that? And lastly, one out of every 200 people has an extra rib. It's just, you know, pointless knowledge for no apparent reason, but it's knowledge nonetheless. Let's see, what else I've got? I hate to get into a very long read. I really do. I've done that one. Let's see what else we've got. Oh boy, Royal Raymond Rife. I really don't want to get into that. That's a project for another day. Do you remember me reading you a story from News Reviews where the guy went up to Hillary's house because he's demanding an indictment? Well, he's got a new post. I'm going to read it to you. As I wrote back on the 23rd of May, we made a trip to Hillary Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York. The reaction of folks to our plan ranged from being called foolish to being called dangerous. No one messes with the Clintons and gets away with it. At least that's what several well-meaning cowards told us. How long are we Americans going to continue to live in fear? As I often replied, if you're worried about the Clintons doing you harm, and that is all the more reason to go visit them. What does it say about the state of this nation if we are to fear for our lives simply because we expressed our First Amendment right to petition our government for a redress of grievances? We are in the mess we are in because we are fearful of our government. Thomas Jefferson is reported to have eloquently said, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. Take a look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the deep state, and it is easy to see that we border on the precipice of tyranny. Hillary and Bill Clinton work for us. We are not their slaves. As long as government officials are able to treat us as their subjects, we will continue to lose our liberties. If we ever hope to secure our liberties, we must once again gain control of those who are elected to serve us. We, the people, must stand up and speak up. A hearted group of about 70 of us traveled from across the nation to demand equal justice for all. We went to the heart of mind-numbed liberalism, Chappaqua, where Hillary is adored and honored by a city full of MSNBC trained robots. We decorated our cars, painted our own signs, enrolled into Hillary's safe place and demanded she be held accountable for the many crimes that she has committed. It was a Christian trip, not a political one. We believe equal justice is not only an American standard, but a Christian standard as well. Isn't it time we called out the two-layered injustice system that is an affront to a holy and righteous God? Yahweh is no respecter of persons. If his standard of equal justice applies to everyone, then shouldn't our government be held to the same standard? Can liberty ever exist in a system where Lady Justice puts her thumb on the scale for those who are the most, quote, connected? We showed up at Hillary's house on the Sunday before Memorial Day, and we called for her indictment. We spent time on our knees praying for her and for her repentance. We called on God to deliver swift justice to her and then to save her soul while she sits in prison. Harsh, you say? Really? Would you be walking around free today if you had destroyed evidence in a federal investigation? When the IRS comes knocking on your door, will they smile and nod when you tell them you destroyed all of the evidence? Well, why does she get away with it? Would you? Doesn't that bother you? Well, we all went to, gathered outside of her house at 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua. The police were there. They were very respectful. No one was arrested. No one argued with the police. No one came home in a body bag. We simply asked the Injustice Department to do their job. We went to Chappaqua. To the Chappaqua Parade on Monday, Bill, Hillary, and Mayor Cuomo all marched in it. We held our signs and called for her arrest. They had to walk through a gauntlet of Christian Americans demanding equal justice for all. They couldn't avoid us. We covered both sides of the street. As the end of the parade passed by us, we filled in at the end of the marchers. Those watching the parade thought we were part of the Hillary adoration until they read our signs. Then their true love began to ooze from their pores. Go back to Alabama, one of the rich bigots in Chappaqua yelled at our group. Well, bigot is the new N-word. Anyone who opposes their point of view is a bigot. Chappaqua is a city of hate. They love only those who think like they think. See, we were just old white boys from Alabama. Worse yet, we were Christians. All white Christians need to return to Alabama. We were somehow less equal to them and their queen bee, Hillary. Surprisingly, many closet conservatives came by and thanked us for coming. They even told us that Chappaqua was the most bigoted city in America and that if you were a conservative, you needed to lay low or they would run you out of town. Well, that's why Hillary loves Chappaqua so much. It's her bailiwick. Tolerance and diversity is nowhere to be found. Chappaqua needs a little bit of Alabama every now and then. We heard through our sources later that Hillary was livid. How dare we rain on her parade? See, she thought that Memorial Day was all about her. We wanted to make sure that she knew it was about Ty Woods, Christopher Stevens, Glenn Daugherty, and Sean Smith, the four men she abandoned to die in Benghazi. What difference at this point does it make? Well, it matters to us, Hillary, and it matters to millions more. We're going to go back and visit Hillary on July 6th, and we would love for you to join us. Two systems of justice will never work in a constitutional republic. As my buddy Norm Emmett continues to say in Chappaqua, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. There can be no justice as long as Hillary Clinton is walking free. You can find everything about this at the EqualJusticeTour.com, www.allofittogetherequaljusticetour.com. And as the old race baiter Jesse Jackson would say, no justice, no peace. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Lock her up. Let's keep the pressure on. Gotta love it. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. The problem is that most of us working folks can't just take off. There was a very good article written, actually it was written many years ago, but it's on Aaron and Melissa Dykes' website, and it's Forgotten History Lesson, and America is the same old oligarchy it was a century ago. When will Americans learn that virtually all the food on grocery store shelves basically come from no more than 10 megacorps? I hear statements like this one from our own Attorney General Eric Holder, who told the Senate Judiciary Committee that some banks are just too big to prosecute. Or check out studies like this one out of Princeton, which openly declare that we're not a democracy, but an oligarchy. Well, it's kind of hard to believe that we aren't an oligarchy, because we are. Come on, even our Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, you know, the lady that runs a place that prints our money and sells it to us with interest, has admitted it. But are things really getting worse these days, or is this just par for the course, same course we've been on for over a century now? Tinkering around in an old bookstore in a small Texas town, we came across an old set of books on democracy. We got the first 7 volumes of a set entitled The March of Democracy, A History of the United States, written by James Truslow Adams, the guy who coined the term the American Dream, and we paid a mere $20 for it. The first book's copyright's 1932. The last book ends 1958. Fascinating stuff. For example, in Volume 4, America and the World Power, the book discusses how gradually and quite naturally there grew up the belief in a great conspiracy on part of the very rich to ruin the poor. Read this and tell me, does any of it sound even the least bit familiar to you? Most strikingly in the public eye were the great titans of the new business era, the coal and meat barons and the copper, railway, steel, and other kings, men of the type of J.P. Morgan, of James H. Hill, William Vanderbilt, Carnegie, Frick, William H. Clark, and, of course, the Rockefellers. Such men had certain broad traits in common, differ as they might from each other as individuals. They were men of wide economic but intensely narrow social vision and of colossal driving power and iron wheels. They could lay their economic plans with imperial vision in time and space, but for the effect of their acts on society, they cared nothing whatsoever. They claimed the right to rule the economic destinies of the people in any way that would ensure their own personal advantage. Illogically, they insisted upon the theory of laissez-faire for all except themselves, while they demanded and received every favor they wished in the way of special privileges from the government, as in the tariff and the Silver Purchase Act. The whole machinery of government must be at their disposal when they desire it, legislation, court decisions, and federal troops. They combined their business units into trusts and combinations of almost unlimited power, yet they insisted on freedom of contract when dealing with labor whose organization in any form they almost wholly refused to sanction. They never taught you any of that back in school, did they? This was written, by the way, in 1940. And the author was discussing how America was run back in the late 1800s. Not only is the emphasis on democracy a distortion of the fact the nation was founded as a constitutional republic where rights are preserved rather than subjected to the whims of the majority, but these passages demonstrate the familiar snow job surrounding the all but official bankers' oligarchy that has ruled this country and many others for some time. And with that, I got to hit a break.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Okay, continuing with this article. 1941, on May 23rd, John D. Rockefeller Sr. died at the age of 97. Owner at one time of the largest fortune in the world, his lifespan had covered the entire history of American business from before the Civil War. Nearly $350 million are handled by three of the Rockefeller foundations for education, medical research, and other uses. Whatever may be thought as to the methods of accumulating the beginnings of the fortune in a period of different business ethics and social outlook, no other man through his financial gifts has ever so widely benefited mankind. With our income and inheritance taxes, no other such fortune will ever be accumulated, ever again be accumulated, and his death marked the end of an era in American business. So that's the end of the story, kids. Everything ended happily ever after. Well, not quite. Despite appearances, the shift on the part of the Rockefellers and other robber barons of the day from outright monopoly to philanthropic, I can't pronounce that word, nonprofit charity work was not an end to the dominance of the super rich of the early 20th century, but an intensification of their undue influence. The taxation of the wealthy, as well as the antitrust actions of the day, which included busting up megacorps like Standard Oil and AT&T, were perhaps well-meaning but fundamentally failed to rein in the disparity of power. Instead, new tax laws, in reality, acted to restrict new wealth from reaching the heights of the oligarchy, allowing the elite to keep their own and initiate new members as they desired. The tax-free status of many institutions, including the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and the Ford Foundation, allowed the incredibly wealthy to A, shield their fortunes from taxation, and B, appear to do good works and boost public opinion of their principal members, while C, influencing, writing, and developing official public policy through the steering mechanisms of its own tax-free grant-making, think tank, and research powers. Much social engineering has taken place with far too little public notice through these bodies. Additionally, D, many of its directors and board members were in respectable positions to shift into official government positions through the revolving door without appearing to be acting on behalf of their corporate masters. In other words, they slid some of their higher-ranking members into the government. The Reese Committee hearings, conducted back in 1953, attempted to probe the role of tax-free foundations in public life and uncovered many outrageous and conspiratorial actions taking place. including very apparent agendas advancing a one-world corporate-dominated government. However, it did not succeed in a general public's understanding of what was taking place, much less did it rein in their powers. Yesterday, the markets in gold, silver, oil, steel, and other commodities were successfully cornered by the Rothschilds and other top bankers. Under Wall Street direction and through the powers of the then newly created Federal Reserve, these titans were able to officially dominate nearly all the important areas of public life, including great expansions in consumer spending and government agency powers. The icons of this magnificent and terrible wealth were John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, E.H. Harriman, and Cornelius Vanderbilt, and a handful of others. Today, these icons of wealth are the likes of Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, Larry Ellison, the Koch brothers, Michael Bloomberg, Steve Jobs, now deceased, the Walton family descendants of Walmart, and again, a handful of others who are largely known for their role in the age of computers, the internet, telecommunications, and electronic devices. The real wealth from older Robin Barons accumulated in land, resources, banking, and investment and commodities are still there, but remained underreported on the Forbes list of the world's riches. Instead, ruling largely from the shadows and influential but secretive groups such as the Bilderberg Group. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the Gates-Buffett-led Billionaires Giving Pledge, are keeping in stride with the groundwork laid and continued by the Rockefeller Foundation and Ford Foundation. Heavily funded initiatives to push vaccines, birth control, population control, Western-oriented, quote, education, GMO and corporate-dominated agriculture, and the like, remain some of the most consequential and troubling policies done in the name of, quote, good by tax-free entities wielding enormous, nearly incalculable wealth and power. In short, the myth of democracy and freedom in the United States, the beacon around the world, perpetuates despite a few blemishes. But in reality, the oligarchy took hold some time ago and has not let up, and perhaps they never will. Let that sink in, kids. Take a good look and let it all sink in. How about that? It helps to explain why you don't know this stuff. Oh, well, let me back up a little bit. Don't forget to read Charlotte Iserbeit's revealing and true work loaded with documents and footnotes called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. See, this helps to explain why you don't know this stuff, why the reins of power have been stolen from us, and why things are never going to get any better, folks. Unfortunately, the late comedic genius George Carlin was all too right when he explained the owners of America and why the education system is broken. The reason they call it the American Dream is because you have to be asleep to believe it. Greg plays that quite a bit. I sent it to him 7 or 8 years ago. George Carlin nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Oh, gosh. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, gosh. Most mornings, if I didn't stay up too late to watch the Cubs get beat, I come down to the bunker while Susie Q's still snoozing. I don't mess with the news. Usually I turn on some soft music like Lifescapes, Beethoven. I sip my coffee, ponder what's going on in the world, and consider matters I'd like to pontificate about. Sometimes that works for me, and other times the music switch in my head flips over to Hank Williams Jr., and all of a sudden Hank's rowdy friends invade my thinking mechanism. Beethoven's soothing sounds sometimes stimulate thought, and other times my brow furrows and I grit my teeth, and I know it's going to be one of those days when, like Hank, I was born to boogie. That's when it wells up inside of me and I decided I've about had it. Maybe you have too, or maybe I'm just going nuts. Or nuttier, I should say. We become a dichotomy wrapped in a paradox, a contradiction wrapped in absurdity. Our government is dysfunctional. The great ideals on which our nation was founded starkly contrast with what we see every day. We've been taught that there exist contrasting views between the pachyderms and the jackasses. On rare occasion there is, but mostly on display is the absolute absurdity of the Washington establishment. The career politicians made wealthy by bribes and insider trading. They are so beholden to outside influences that they have no time to attend the business of Americans. They keep blabbering about saving our democracy. It's something we don't even have. Don't let them fool you. If we were a true democracy, questions like abortion and homosexual marriage would be put on the ballot for the voice of the people and not forced upon us by the 9 rulers of the earth. That's why we're a republic.
So every voice supposedly has a chance to be heard, even if no one else likes it. The United States of America, the world's one exceptional nation founded on a principle of individual liberty, a constitutional republic, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I don't know how to phonetically present a Bronx cheer, so mentally add one here. Our Constitution, folks, it's in tatters. The people do not know what's in it. Legislators ignore it. And the courts pretend it means whatever they want it to mean. A fine for not buying government insurance becomes a tax. Killing unborn children is a right that outweighs life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Sanctity of life? Government by the people? Oh, say, can you see? I am sickened by the politics of Babylon on the Potomac. Told you. Especially their new legal standard where one must be exonerated by a two-year, $35 million anal probe, guilty until he or she can prove themselves innocent. Is this the new American way? These miscreants are either insane or truly believe the general public is gullible, gullible enough or brainwashed enough to traipse behind them down a road that ends freedom. Yeah, I said it, ends it. Ends America as she was conceived, fundamentally and forever transformed. It isn't just politicians and their paid political hacks doing damage to freedom. It's also the humongous media megaphone that feeds their tripe daily into the heads of millions of Americans and keeps it spinning around in there to dizzifying perpetuity. Even Fox News is now beginning to show their true colors. Truthful and objective journalism is dead. Its head is on the proverbial pike, if it ever even existed. I'm not certain it did. In America, there is no more free press. It's a myth. The press and its wannabe journalists sold its soul for political ideology. Ever since miffed FBI agent Deep Throat called up Woodward and Bernstein, every so-called journalist has taken down a president as a life goal. Adolf Hitler would have marveled at the reach and magnitude of the American propaganda machine. We once laughed at press releases from places like North Korea. Now we hang our heads in shame at the actions of our press. Watching truth die. Disheartened by the loss of the great American virtue, an honorable and free press. And they wonder why people seeking truth turn to blogs and internet news sites. Adding to that, social media censoring truth and we're allowed clickbait and tweets to guide national discussions. We've done this to ourselves. We allowed it to happen. We refuse to search out the truth for ourselves. Mostly we're afraid because truth found may not be the truth sought. Whether you despise our president or whether you despise the Washington establishment, you cannot like the state of our union. A country fueled by hatred will not survive. We become a country filled with people who revel in the potential destruction of others. People who will cheerfully place the other half into concentration camps. People that applaud profane elitists and hold in utter contempt people inhabiting America's rural heartland, the deplorable, irredeemable, gun-toting, Bible-thumping backbone of America. We stand divided by people unable to appreciate the present and unwilling to allow the rest of us contentment in it. People who will not allow us to move beyond the past. People who exist in an ever-heightening state of agitation because the mental rendering of our future fed into their minds is even more discouraging than the past they've been taught to hate. We are dead in 12 years, easily influenced, emotionally driven, young 18-year-olds are told. And what are you going to do about it? If you want to live longer than 12 more years, make sure you go out and vote for our socialist utopia where equality reigns and everything's going to be free. You see, extortion is a new fascism. If your state does not agree with us, then it's acceptable to kill unborn children or allow boys who think that they're girls to use the girls' restroom. Then we'll take our business elsewhere. I suggest the nearest Islamic theocracy. Although we will continue to do business in countries that outlaw abortion, countries that often force abortion, countries that put religious minorities into concentration camps, countries that jail and execute homosexuals, you cannot have a fast food restaurant in our town because you are Christian and hold firm to your Christian values. You cannot have a fast food restaurant in our airport because you're closed on Sundays. You cannot make a living baking cakes because you refuse to use your product to promote our behavior. The real American way is simple. If I own a fast food chain, I stand with a fast food chain that stands by its belief. If I own a bakery, I stand with the baker that holds fast to his beliefs. Otherwise, I open the door to people who may want to eliminate my business because my worldview may be contrary to theirs. Last break.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the program, The Waning Moments. Maybe we should boycott the tyrannical fascists. Tell Hollywood and Disney et al. To take their businesses back to Hollywood, the place they fled, while they're enjoy working with the unions and paying California taxes. Actually, California needs your taxes to pay for all the illegal immigrants in that sanctuary that they've declared. And for those restaurant chains out there who remain silent, hoping someone will take out their wildly successful competition, you're next? Then along came Jones. On top of all the confusion in our political zoo, along came Jones. You know Jones. He's that guy that rode in to save Sweet Sue from the villain that demanded, "Give me the deed to your ranch or I'll blow you all to bits." A political outsider who rode into Washington and won the presidency. On live television, journalists cried. FBI agents declared, "We'll stop this." A political campaign hired a political hitman and then passed his work on to the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ, who used his made-up work to spy on a campaign and ultimately a president. The DOJ appointed a prosecutor and a team from the cabal, and after 2 years, they declare they're unable to exonerate the president of wrongdoing, although they did manage to practically destroy the lives of good people, like General Mike Flynn, and they continue the greatest political scandal of our time, all because Jones rode into town declaring that he was going to save the country from Washington swamp dwellers. Is this the country you want? Me? Right now, I want another cup of coffee. Long live the land of the free and the home of the brave. I thought that was a great article and it needed to be read. I didn't read it very well, but I thought it was good. I didn't like it as much as the glass half full, but it was good. What else have I got here for you? I've got too much stuff. Gosh. I don't know if you've seen this or not. It was originally reported that a teenager was euthanized for depression. A Dutch teenager was euthanized. Well, what really happened was Noah Pothevin, 17, she requested to be medically euthanized. She was refused the deadly treatment, but she died of self-starvation instead. She was not put down like a dog. Initial reports claim she chose to end her life with the assistance of an end-of-life clinic, which, by the way, they've been legal over there in the Netherlands since 2002. But she stopped eating. She refused to eat. She died because she didn't eat anymore, is the official quote. She was allowed to say goodbye before she passed. This was a Dutch parliament member is telling us this. According to the UK-based outlet The Sun, she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anorexia. She was molested as a child and raped by two men at the age of 14. This is just sad. So she starved herself to death. She had tried to kill herself several times. Their family sought electroshock therapy, which was refused because of her age. So she insisted she wanted no more further treatment, and she wanted a hospital bed set up in her parents' home. Then she started refusing fluids and food, and they agreed not to force feed her, so she died. Wow. You know, over there, it's legal, and let's see, I had a number there. Let's see, 83 mentally ill people were killed by assisted suicide in the Netherlands. That's just 2017. You know, you get to the whole Kevorkian argument. Life is sacred. Life is given to us by the Creator. It's sacred. You don't just take it. You know, at least I don't think you do. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think you do. I think life is sacred because we all have a little bit of the Creator in us, and it's not our life to take. You know what I mean? It's not our life to take. Okay, America, American populism. In the age of President Trump, the public characterization of an American First movement bears the sharpest criticism and condemnation from the deep state and our foreign enemies. Those sincere patriots who retain a valid historic understanding of the post-World War II era recognize that the New World Order was the actual victory of that contrived conflict. With the death of the American Republic, the globalist international community of oligarchs has imposed a planetary enslavement. Part of their goal is to obliterate independent nation-states and destroy indigenous cultures. Genuine populism is the foe of this elite demonic crime syndicate who is promulgating hell on earth. The struggle to revive an America First policy has had many advocates over the last century. One such standout advocate was a man named Willis A. Carto. In the account, an overview of a remarkable career in the global public arena, the remnant of a true nationalism and a vigorous defender. In the account of Willis Carto, champion of the American right, the research of George Michael, a political science professor who has studied and written extensively about the political right, is featured. Professor Michael was granted exclusive access to Willis Carto in preparation for his must-read book, conducting numerous personal interviews which allowed him to obtain a deeper insight into Carto's views and activities since he became active in the right-wing struggle shortly after World War II. Describing Carto as undoubtedly the central figure in the post-World War II American far right, he outlines Carto's efforts to promote the various causes associated with the right-wing in America. Willis Carto is a man who's done more to advance the agenda and causes of the right-wing in a post-World War II America than any other single individual. Over the years, he's established a variety of newsletters, newspapers, and journals covering some of the most important and controversial issues facing not only America, but the entire world. Carto has never backed down from or avoided the uncomfortable reality so that so many in the media and political establishment cowardly acquiesce to or traitorously facilitate. Confronting the organized Jewish community, the Israel lobby, race hustlers, cultural Marxism, the war on white America, and false narratives of history, particularly as they relate to World War II, Carto has been and remains in the vanguard of authentic American nationalism, populism, and truth-telling. He has been persecuted, stabbed in the back, and slandered, yet he has persevered, and today he stands as the most iconic and influential figure in American right wing. Relying on the censored internet to obtain accurate information on him, on Carto, can be a daunting task. The same can be said about the Liberty Lobby organization, and it is even harder to find old publications of the Spotlight. If I don't know if you remember or not, but I have been reading you some of the stories. Somebody sent me a link to that. Actually, my friend Chris sent me a link to that of all their articles. It's the ones that don't have dates on them, but that's what that is. They are almost impossible to find. Well, for starters, review the news archives, which lists many of the hundreds of articles that have appeared in the Spotlight since it first went online back in 97. Within the reporting, opinions, and activist efforts of Liberty Lobby, the most motivated pro-America revolutionary patriots had a clarion voice that expresses the true nature of political combat and the social society. The problem with the current crop of lobotomized electorate is that their IQ has dropped off the scales of empirical measurement. No kidding. The phony outrage over the so-called PC hate proponents is an essential part of pushing real history into the black hole of condemnation. A direct link between purging the factual chronicles found in the publications from Liberty Lobby and the rapid demise of our Western civilization is proof that facing the truth is too frightening for the timid and brain dead. Contrast this absurd and obscene newspeak that comes out of the corporatist press, social media, and altered state progressives that strive to control the popular culture with the wisdom of Colonel Curtis B. Dahl, the former son-in-law of President Franklin D. Roosevelt and an outspoken critic of FDR's policies. Mr. Dahl signed on as chairman of Liberty Lobby's Board of Policy, the populist institution's formal membership organization, and this author had the privilege to share a private conversation for over an hour at the 25th Liberty Lobby Convention in Washington, D.C. back in 80. Now, Colonel Dahl confirmed the treason of FDR and the globalist plan of a New World Order. The formation of the United Nations and NATO were initial steps to establish the surrender of America as the last bastion of individual natural rights. Did you hear what I said? Defending a constitutional republic is essential to achieve an American populism ethos. Sadly, President Donald Trump has yielded to the systemic forces of the swamp. Allowing neocon, Trotsky, Bolsheviks, and Marxists into his administration is substantiation that the establishment is still in control of our government. Appointing number one daughter Ivanka and husband Jared Kushner to positions of power is the single greatest mistake of his presidency. Allowing a Kabbalah cult to make policy in the West Wing is just as bad as letting Ilhan Omar wear a hijab as she tries to pass Sharia law in Congress. The only difference is that Ilhan Omar is absolutely right. The Jews 100% control the U.S. government, and it is not anti-Semitic to point out the truth. There is no doubt that Liberty Lobby would condemn the Israel First government purity that demands full allegiance to Zionism. Also, the spotlight would never endorse an Islamic imam Sharia society. American populism opposes any faction that places a foreign country or an international body of globalist elites over the legitimate citizens who pledge their only loyalty to our own national sovereignty. Now that it has been several years since Willis Carto passed on, take the time to discover the validity of the American First Movement. Progressive, corporatist, and banksters are all globalists. Excuse me. When Trump delivers a Stephen Miller written speech, reflect upon the authenticity of the message. However, the political reality for President Trump is that he cannot control his own staff, much less his own elected party officials. Do not succumb to false hope. Only a Liberty Lobby viewpoint can restore the nation. I have posted a link to this on our Clear in the Air Facebook page. You can find it. Go look at these articles. They are incredible, and they're all 100% true. You know, don't call me anti-Semitic, and don't tell me I hate Israel when I say the truth. I never got to finish that point last night. Greg got an email from someone who was criticizing me, claiming that I was anti-Israel. First off, good luck at getting me fired. I don't work here. Secondly, I'm not going to change what I say. You're not going to make me change what I say. I'm going to say the truth, and there is nothing you can do that's going to stop me from telling the truth. The nation of Israel is corrupt, just like America's corrupt. Pretty much every country on this planet's corrupt. Israel's no different. It boggles the mind that that's God's chosen people, but it is. That's a fact. That's the truth. But they are just as corrupt as we are. And that's the truth. And I'm not going to change what I say. I'm not. I am not going to change what I say. I'm sorry. It's just the way I am. No, I'm not sorry. I make no apologies. I'm going to say the truth. I'm sorry. Deal with it. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I enjoyed writing it. The opening, I thought when I wrote it, almost had me in tears because I cry for our government. I cry for our country because nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But hey, I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow night. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. It's very important. You need to foster a relationship with the Creator. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about spirituality. Huge difference. Get on your knees.